Hello, hello, guys. It is Kate here from Hello Funnels, and welcome back to the Doing It Online podcast. Now, I would like to officially declare 2024 the year of low ticket. Now, I know people have said this before, and it's probably already been true, but right now, this year, low ticket offers are one of your absolute game-changing tactics if you are selling content online, if you're selling courses online, if you're selling coaching online, okay? So in today's episode, for those of you who haven't yet got a low ticket offer, who haven't embraced it, or who are maybe looking to update or find one that works even better, I'm going to be sharing five of the easiest and best low ticket offers you can create super fast, get up and running and selling as soon as next week. So you ready? Let's dive straight on in. Okay, guys, before I jump in and share with you what my five favorite low ticket offers are right now, I wanted to talk to you about why low ticket offers are such a powerful tool that you really, really need to have in your tool belt right now. So first of all, low ticket offers, they allow you to go out there and to be testing quickly. When the market shifts or slows down, you know, those that try and stay the same, those that stay stuck, go backwards. The ones that win, the ones that grow, the ones that keep thriving in these environments are the ones who are able to iterate and innovate quickly. I think I just created a word. So how do you do that when creating programs takes so much time and going back and like undoing things? Like, you don't want to go and create a big mess in your business, but you do want to be able to go out there and say, well, what does the market want now? What is the thing that I can provide? How can I show up and be best of service and, you know, be able to bring in new customers in a new way? And one of the best ways to do this is with low ticket offers, because usually, and if you do it right, like if you're not doing it this way, then, you know, you're losing a lot of the benefits of low ticket. But usually with low ticket offers, this is something you can actually create really fast. Like, you should be able to create whatever it is you're selling for your low ticket offer in an afternoon. If it's taking you any longer than that, then it probably shouldn't be a low ticket offer. It probably should be a, you know, a standalone signature offer on its own. So the thing with low ticket offers is that it allows you to go out there and say, well, you know, I've got a few ideas, which is the one that's going to be best? And it allows you to go out and test it in a low time commitment, low cost way. You know, if you're going to be creating a low ticket offer to be able to sell it, you don't need to be doing any big launch. You can just send a few emails, promote it a little bit on social media, and you'll be able to see really quickly whether or not it resonates. And then the actual creation and delivery of the product, that's really fast too. So this is going to be one of the ways that you figure out, okay, what do I need to be pivoting my focus to right now? Like, what's going to be the most profitable thing for me to be doing right now? And the best way to test it is not with freebies. It's getting people to vote with their credit cards. And the best way to do that is with a low ticket offer. All right. The next thing, and one of the reasons why I love low ticket offers, is because they are an easier yes than anything sort of a higher price point. So when I talk about low ticket, I'm really talking about things that are under $100, most usually under $50. And again, you don't need to have the bells, the whistles, the weeks and weeks of lead up, the live extravaganza to be able to sell a lot of things that are, you know, $27, $17, whatever it is. You don't need the big launches. So you can, like I said, you can go out there and you can do these quickly. You can start selling these quickly, and it allows you to have extra revenue bumps. Like, so if you've just had a couple of launches and they haven't been performing, you're like, well, what do I do now? I need to get some more revenue. Maybe rather than thinking, how can I carve out the space and the time and the capacity to do another bloody launch, maybe have a look at, okay, where can I fit in a 1 week promotion for a low ticket offer instead? And maybe where can I do that more regularly and more consistently to give me some smaller but more consistent bumps in income, rather than trying to, you know, bet the house on one big launch, which may completely tank. So the next thing, one of the reasons why I love low ticket is because I know that some of you are already here, you're doing the maths, right? The back of napkin, you're like, well, $27, I'm gonna have to sell thousands of these things for them to be worthwhile. So no, the real trick of low ticket, once you've got a front end offer that is working well, so that initial offer, that first offer, is that you build a really, really solid and profitable upsell track. So that's not just the offers that they see in the checkout. So they go to purchase and you've got an order bump and then you might have a limited time offer directly after it. Maybe two, three is usually, overkill. But also once they've then purchased, how are you then, sharing and getting them excited about your next offers? Because as we all know, someone who has purchased from you before, someone who's now actually a customer, who has come in and seen what it's like to be in your world at that higher level, not just at a free level, they are a significantly higher chance of them buying again versus someone who's never bought from you before. So by growing your list of customers, you're actually increasing the number of sales that you will also have on your other programs. One great example, and I literally just got a notification on my phone before, we currently have a $37 offer that is our current front end low ticket. And someone just came through, went through our upsell track, bought everything, and the order total was $528. And we did not have to do a webinar. We did not have to do an email sequence. We didn't have to do anything other than, share a reel over on Instagram. And, when you do that, you get a bunch of sales, and not everyone is going to take all of your upsells, obviously. But if your upsells are good, then you can definitely make this far more profitable than anything that would be like 27 or 37 on its own. So you need both. You need that combo. But we always start with the first thing, which is getting that front end offer up and tested and out and sold. Now we know how great front end offers are and how they fit into your business. What are some of those amazing examples? And let me just make sure I've got my notes in the right spot. So first of all, and this is one of the ones that I love, this is actually one that we get people to do inside our Ignite program. It's like the first 14 days inside the program, you'll actually do this, is to create, promote, and sell a live mini workshop. So this isn't like a webinar. This is different. This is where you are finding one small win. What is one thing you can teach them, something that they can go and do, one small win, and then you're going to run a workshop showing people exactly how to do that, to get that win, how to do that one, master that one thing, get to that one next level. So we're not breaking down a huge, massive strategy, trying to condense down the content from your whole online program. This is looking at a more specific problem, a more specific outcome, and being very actionable and showing them exactly how to solve that. And you go and do these live. And this is, again, one of the things that I love just as a strategy in general for this year is to be running regular live mini workshops, paid mini workshops throughout the year to your list, testing out different topics, particularly when paired, as I said, with an amazing upsell track, which we're going to talk about in another episode because it's a whole nother topic. But it means that you can get this set up. You don't have to go and create anything crazy. You can set up a really simple page to sell this. And then once you've done it live, run it live, delivered it, you can then keep selling it as a replay. Okay, number two is templates. Templates are still going gangbusters in the low ticket world. And these can be all kinds of templates. We've got ChatGPT templates, we've got Canva templates, so anything in design, webinar templates, Notion templates are getting, quite a big run at the moment. I've actually made them a whole separate dot point, actually. Copy templates, anything that the page design templates, anything where people can, drag and drop or Mad Lib style update that's going to get them, 80% there for something, again, that is working towards a specific outcome. Content planning templates, all kinds of things. The third one is anything ChatGPT and specifically to your niche. So what are some great ChatGPT prompts that, and make sure they're good because there's actually a lot of these out there that are just really generic and terrible. And if you actually use them, they would spit out total poo. but, actually spend a bit of time playing with some ChatGPT prompts that are really specific to your niche, just helping them to solve a problem, faster, easier, etc. Put them together and they are going really well at the moment. My only caveat for anything ChatGPT is that, yes, you're going to have to be committed to coming back and updating it because it's changing on the daily. All right, number four, as I kind of mentioned before, but is Notion. Anything you can create in Notion. So you can create dashboards, templates, planners, wikis, all kinds of things. Notion is a brilliant tool and it is a really great tool for allowing you to create and share things digitally that look quite beautiful and can be really, really useful and that can be super customized to something that your target market would need. And the final, number five, and it shouldn't be number five because these are not in order at all, but the number five of the top 5 easy low ticket items is bundles. So bundles, you're probably seeing them around a bit. We actually did a test of a bundle ourselves, and I'm going to do a separate episode on, you know, how that went and the learnings from that. But bundles are definitely a really easy thing you can go and create, particularly if you have been in the online space, if you've been teaching or creating digital products or courses for any amount of time, there's a high likelihood you have got a lot of stuff in your hard drive that could be bundled together. So whether it's taking some old bonuses or maybe a few workbooks out of a program, you know, finding some replays of some live trainings, things that you've done and bundling them together. It's about going and finding what you've got, bundling them up so that it is just undeniably valuable. And when you do this, again, it becomes really easy to sell because people go, how is this only $27 or $47? There's so much good stuff in here. And even if they're like this, you know, only two or three things that they actually want, they're happy to make that investment, even if they don't want the other things, because, you know, there's definitely a few things in there that they're going to want. So those are the 5 things, guys. Live workshop and replay, templates, anything ChatGPT, Notion, dashboards, templates, etc., and bundles. These are the top 5 low ticket offers that I'm seeing doing super well right now and that are easy to set up, easy to sell, and will make an amazing addition to your online offer suite. So let me know which one you're thinking about trying, or if you have tried any before. You can either comment below if you're watching this on YouTube, DM us over at hellofunnels.co, over on Instagram, or shoot us a note. You know, we accept carrier pigeon, whichever way is easiest to get to us. And if you love this episode, if you found it valuable, guys, I would love if you could share it with, you know, at least one other person in your online world who you think would get some value out of it. Helps us get the word out. It's a good bit of extra digital karma for you, and I will love you forever if you do. So thank you so much, guys. I hope, as I said, hope this has been valuable, and I will see you for more nerdery next week.